there is a sense of morale that's important in all this. They have to see their lives getting better in the Middle East or wherever in the world when there has been despair.
As the Muslim populations around the world honor International Quds Day, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, usually chaired by Senator Joe Biden, held a hearing on the Palestinian-Israeli conflict and the progress of the so-called peace talks, which failed months ago, according to experts and world leaders. The hearing was barely an hour long and was attended by only three senators. The witness, David Welsh, the Assistant Secretary for Near East Affairs at the State Department. The bulk of the hearing discussed the progress of the Annapolis peace talks and Israel's violation of roadmap policies as settlements continue to prop up at the expense of Palestinian families. Senator Kerry pointed this out.
In July, I heard that there had actually been a dramatic increase in the number of new settlement permits approved in the months since Annapolis, compared with the entire year before. When new settlements go up, folks, it makes the Palestinian Authority look weak and ineffective, strips them of any of the legitimacy we are encouraging them to develop, and discourages the Palestinian people as a whole, and it undermines the viability of two-state solution.
Welsh insisted the administration continues to work on the goal of a two-state solution.
There should be two states, and one will be a state called Palestine. It's within our lifetimes and our political understanding.
The debate now is over how Swiss cheesy is this state going to look, and what sort of, rights and access are going to go with it, etc., and what happens to the settlements.
There was one issue which has proved to be deadly for the Palestinians, which was not mentioned during the hearing, the besieged Gaza Strip. Despite human rights organizations and world leaders labeling Gaza as the world's biggest prison, harvesting the worst humanitarian crisis in the world, there was no mention of Gaza.